Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's time for week 14 NFL picks. We've got Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes, and of course they're on Facebook and the Twitter machine. We've got Brad in studio and Ben on the phone driving in, bringing us some beer in a little bit, I think.
Yes, I am, Danny. I'm sorry I'm running a little behind, but I had to stop at the store and buy my co-host Brad a present. Since his decision made me 3-0.
Yeah. I was going to say, just because you're 3-0 for 2 weeks in a row, you think you can just roll in whenever you want, huh? That's how this works.
It's great. Hopefully my parking spot's ready up front.
It is.
I put three coats of wax on the truck there, Ben.
Thanks, buddy.
22-10 is Brad. Ben, you're at 20-12 and I'm at 18-14. So we're all over 500. That's exciting. Bay Area teams first. Let's go Niners at Texans. Brad, you want to hit that one?
I am waffling. Just call me Lego because I am waffling on this game. As a 49er fan, I am obviously very enthusiastic about the Jimmy G era, and not just because they won. The throws he was making, the timing, the pocket presence, all of those sort of ancillary things as opposed to just the wins were really impressive. It's some of the best quarterback play we've seen in San Francisco in a long time. I know they didn't get in the end zone until they get an outside playmaker, somebody that's not 5'9", like Marquise Goodwin. I just don't see them scoring a lot of points, but they're going to be great between the 20s. So I'm feeling really optimistic about the offense there. They're on the road for the second time in 2 weeks. It's another relatively long trip. Houston is good, but not great. Their offense is better than Chicago's. Their defense is about the same. I think when it comes down to it, this game is going to play out really similar to the way that Chicago game played out. It's not going to be really high scoring. I think you'll see both teams move the football and both defenses will hold up when it gets to the red zone. I think the difference here really, again, it's the second road trip in 2 weeks. And I always kind of say, Danny kind of called me out earlier, I always kind of say, if you've got to pick the two quarterbacks, which one's going to make a bigger play for you? Is it going to be Savage or Garoppolo here? I don't think it comes down to that, quite frankly. I think it comes down to who's going to cover DeAndre Hopkins for the Niners. And I've never been more pleased to be wrong than I was last week against the Bears. I'm going to feel the same way, but I think I just have to go Texans with this. I think Texans over the Niners.
I'm going to agree with Brad that this is a very similar matchup. I mean, I think that, you look at the way Chicago is, the way the Texans are, your defense is, they're known for their defensive stance on the field. However, I think this game, I think they're going to open up the playbook a little bit more. Garoppolo's in there. I mean, granted, we're talking, one game in a couple minutes of junk time. Has the drive. He wants to perform. He's there to earn the job and have the Niners fans fall in love with him. And I think they're going to open up a little bit more. And I think that's going to be the difference maker. I say the Niners come on top, but it's going to be a squeaker win, just like in Chicago.
I'm under Garoppolo's spell.
I'm like a schlep.
Yeah, I'm picking 49ers just because I'm not going to hide it.
Nothing would please me greater than to be wrong in this one, believe me.
All right, this is a big one. Raiders at Chiefs, both 6-6.
This game is going to be big. Clearly, the Raiders have proved their defense tremendously.
It was Geno Smith and the Giants, Ben. Stop it.
That too, trust me. But I'm not saying it's leaps and bounds. It has gotten a little bit better. They're just changing up some of their coverage. They're just moving players around a little bit more, and that's just enough. I mean, obviously, they've played, two teams that have been lackluster. Looks like Cooper's still going to be hurt, but Crabtree's back. And I think that's going to be a difference maker. I think they are going to win. I think they're going to go into Kansas City. You can see the other teams that are far worse than the Raiders have gone in and beat them there. I think the Raiders are going to come out with a win.
Alex Smith against a wet paper bag or Derek Carr against a wet paper bag? That's what this game comes down to. If you're a betting man, which I am not, take the over in this game. This game goes 45-37, something along those crazy lines. The game that they played in Oakland a few weeks ago was a high-scoring affair. I think that this is going to follow suit. If you watch that Jets-Chiefs game, which I know Ben did, the Jets came out, and McCown's played well, but really the Chiefs just let him do whatever they wanted, really. And then they had a meltdown in the red zone late in the game, and Jason Peters is not going to play in this game, which does not help. I don't think it matters, really, but it certainly doesn't help that he's not going to be there. Marshawn Lynch, they're giving the ball. They're running the ball pretty well. I think that they were forced to do that against a Giants defense. It's on the field entirely too much because the offense has been so bad. But they were forced to run the ball a lot more. It took a lot of pressure off of Carr. It's going to be an offensive shootout. Again, I'd take the over. It'll be a big win for Oakland here. It's what a crazy free fall for Kansas City. You would have to think that Andy Reid does not keep his job if they continue this free fall.
I think, I'm going to be the one that picks the Chiefs because it's in Kansas City. Also, there's something about Alex Smith and his back against the wall. I don't know. I feel like he played out of his mind last week.
Lights out.
just unbelievable. Put in Mahomes. God, so sick of this.
No, keep Alex in. Alex, we love you.
All right, coming up next, we'll do our wild card picks